Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Turns out people care what some kooky octogenarian is going to do for the summer. Oh, you don't know who I'm talking about. Anthony Fauci.
Oh.
Yeah. So Anthony Fauci reveals which activities he will and won't do now that he's vaccinated. And indoor restaurants are still a no. So he's not going to restaurants this summer, even though he's vaccinated.
So I have this theory that eventually he will put on so many masks that we can't hear him anymore. And that's when this will all be over.
It's so crazy. It's so weird.
The weirdest thing about this article, I read it and I saw that he started his job that he has, whatever the medical professional job is that he has, in 1984. I was like, well, that makes sense.
Hmm. Yeah. Not only is it a long time ago, but it's also a very auspicious year. Yes. Not that 1984 was really much different than 1983 or 1985, mind you.
Disagree.
I wasn't there.
But the book, that was an important book. So, for most of 2020, the little socializing Anthony Fauci did involve the neighbors right next door. Fauci had lived in the same neighborhood in Northwest Washington, D.C. for more than 40 years, and the combination of his busy schedule and pandemic safety concerns confined his social life to a small radius. The biggest shift is that he and his neighbors have finally moved the party indoors. We feel very comfortable in the house with no masks, and we have physical contact and things like that, he said. But for now, we still won't eat indoors at a restaurant or go to a movie theater. Now, I mean, for
wait,
whatever...
So, quick question. Ahead. So it mentions his first shot. Does that mean he hasn't had the second one?
Oh, I'm sure he's had his second one. I mean, it was December 22nd. He had to have gotten it again.
I mean, presumably, but...
Presumably.
Well, they would give it to him because they don't want... Well, I don't know. They want to show that they gave it to him. Who knows if he actually got it, but...
No, I'm sure they... I'm sure he's gotten the shot. I mean, it's...
I'm sure he's officially gotten the shot. I don't know. That second one seems to be the one that causes the problems.
The second one does seem to make some people feel ill.
And die.
How many are people are dying from it?
I mean, don't know.
More people dying from COVID than from that shot, I would suspect. But, you know, either way. Get the shot if you want to get the shot. Don't get the shot if you don't want to get the shot. I don't care. I don't think I would... Even if I'm vaccinated.
Are you suggesting that people get to choose what goes into their body?
That's what I'm suggesting.
Well, clearly you're a fascist.
Fauci says, I don't think I would, even if I'm vaccinated, go into an indoor crowded place where people are not wearing masks.
Unfortunately, the U.S. government, our Zionist-occupied government, has all of its citizens cowered, from coronavirus to paying taxes to the insurrection at the Capitol, but... This is my topic tonight.
Wait, Scott. If it's a Zionist-occupied government, are all governments Zionist-occupied? Because they all pay you have to pay taxes to all of them, right?
Yeah. I'm talking about the U.S. seems to be more Zionist-occupied control than other countries. For example, Gaddafi's Libya. Uh-huh. He didn't want to accept dollars, and he wanted to be paid in gold and the Chinese yuan. We know what happened to him. We know what happened to Saddam Hussein. When anyone opposes the U.S. Zionist-occupied government, they are soon toppled from power.
Well, hold on. That doesn't seem to me like it has anything to do with Zionism so much as fiat monetary policy.
And, you know, the United States government just wants its money accepted by other governments. So, of course, they all do.
They have the big guns and tanks and everything.
Yeah. Regular
we force other countries to take our money.
Absolutely.
We force them. That's why the U.S. will fight before losing its fiat currency status in the world. If the world doesn't want to take our currency, then I guess they're going to send in the U.S. Navy to hit everyone over the head to take it. I hate the United States government.
It's kind of a race between the vaccine and the possibility that there'll be another surge, Fauci said, so that more Americans are patient about their return to normal life, he said. The less likely we are to see a fourth case spike. And it's true. There's a fourth case spike. But the deaths have fallen below normal. And if the cases aren't resulting in death, then why the hell am I scared?
Good question.
Fauci.
And as far as the spikes go, okay, so you have forced us to do everything, honestly, everything I can imagine, short of running around licking doorknobs, to make sure that we get sick. You have kept us out of, you've kept us indoors. You've kept us away from human faces. You've made sure that we don't go to the gym. You've made sure that we don't have good food. And we're supposed to be surprised when there is a spike in flu-like symptoms, which are usually considered to be COVID.
Yeah. Well, I say get outside, get some exercise. You know, I can see why some people don't want to go to the gym and, you know, be in enclosed buildings with people who are working out and expiring heavily and all that good stuff. But, you know, you don't have to. That's not how you necessarily have to get exercise.
Walking is like one of the best ways you can exercise.
Yep.
You just walk in your neighborhood or a park in your city, then you'll be fine.
Bitcoin is communication. Like, it's ones and zeros that you transmit over a wire.
According to the landmark Microsoft case from the 1990s that had to do with intellectual property and these sorts of things, code is speech.
Right. So it's...
And Bitcoin is code.
Right. So what they're in trouble for is selling their speech.
Mm-hmm.
And their punishment is that now their speech will be sold to us.
Because it's so expensive to go through the...
oh, yeah. Securus charges an arm and a leg for this stuff.
God, it's almost $5 a call, really. I mean, to be honest.
No, it's like $12. Reason, mine is super expensive. Ian said that mine is really expensive.
The rates are different from different phones and different phone companies. So, like, on one, it'll be, okay, it's $7 for the first minute and then 50 cents after that. And another, it'll be $1.50 for every minute, but no initial charge. So it's
all across the board.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Very.
When you get a shot, basically most people are educated. It's also called the vaccination rights, which is the right patient, right drug, right dose, right route, right time. Now, I have been engaged in mass vaccinations. I can tell you, do you know what I'm saying, from experience, because you have like thousands of people. Okay, that kind of thing. You're quickly drawing up meds, do you know what I'm saying, and shooting them in. Do you think that there's going to be error there?
Of course.
Do you think that possibly somebody is, instead of drawing, let's say, 0.5 cc's for an injection, that kind of thing, they might get distracted for one moment and instead draw, I don't know,
0.7.
An entire 5 cc's of possibly even injection? Hello?
It could happen, absolutely.
It could happen, and that's my thing. Or could you have somebody who's inexperienced that hasn't taken the proper module instead of giving, let's say, I try to find information on these vaccines, and one thing I want to know is what is the route? Do you know what I'm saying? Is it a intramuscular shot where it goes directly into your muscle, or is it a subcutaneous shot? I haven't seen info anywhere on any of this.
It looks like they're subcutaneous shots rather than IM, but who knows, you know?
When they first gave the anthrax shots, you'll just have to take my word for this. When it first came out, they gave it subcutaneously, and people had reactions to that.
I was a volunteer in the Pfizer COVID vaccine trial.
Uh-huh.
I signed up last year in July. I got accepted, and I've had both doses in August.
That was pretty good.
And I've had a very, very positive experience with it. I was one of the lucky ones.
Did you get sick at all?
50-50 chance. Pardon?
Did you get sick at all?
With the first shot, 5 hours, I thought that, you know, it's 50-50 shot that you get the placebo or the vaccine.
Okay.
And it's a blind study, so they don't tell you which you got. In fact, there's only one person at the facility that knows what you got. Even the doctor doesn't know. But I did get the vaccine. And with the first shot, as far as getting sick, with the first shot, I thought I got the placebo because after 4 hours, I had felt nothing, not even the needle going in. But by hour five, I had the sorest arm I've ever had in my life. Lasted for 24 hours, and then it was gone. With the second dose, I had a somewhat sore arm 5 hours after the shot, and I had a moderate fever for about 24 hours, and then boom, it's just gone quickly like that.
Since I haven't been tested for COVID, and I'm just now recovering from what I believe to be COVID, I'm going to wait until, you know, all the time frames are done and stuff like that. By the way, I'm at 14 days from symptom onset. So I'm about as far out as I need to be on just about every other list. But I give blood. And when I give blood, I'm going to take a look and see whether or not I had COVID from the antibody test. Nobody's going to have been known or anything like that. It's just going to be they give a free antibody test when you give blood. And I'll know, you know, it was either COVID or it wasn't. But they won't know that.
Well, I mean, it's entirely possible that you had exposure to COVID at some other time, developed the antibodies
it would have
to
been
it.
After and then January.
Possibly.
Yep.
That one seems to be still up in the air. But
no, I had a test in January that came back negative.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gotcha. An antibodies test?
Yep.
Oh.
Because I've given blood two times during the COVID crackdown, and both of them came up negative. So this will be my third, and I'm just curious. So.
But yeah, I'm just pointing out that it's possible that what you had symptoms from was something other than the novel coronavirus. And
yeah, it's quite possible.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
I also am an advocate for people who are at risk. In other words, if you're over 65 or if you're under 65 and have some sort of an underlying health condition, then absolutely. But everybody else, your risk of dying is so low that it's kind of absolute nonsense. I'm a little perturbed by what happened specifically in this country, self-imposing economic disaster to the point where we had to send people checks to keep them at home and not at work, especially all those people who were young and healthy people who otherwise could have gone to work, kept the economy going, and the chances of dying being extraordinarily low. In fact, if you look at the death rate across all age groups from 0 to 120, you know, the average overall death rate is far under 0.5%. And you can find that by going to the CDC website, and you simply look at, they have by age group, they will show you what the deaths are and what the cases are.
I think that's you know 100% true. Sounds right to me. But you can't really, like, all you can do anything about now is, right now, is whatever you do something about now. And while the I would say that you know, the politicians and, you know, those that would rule us all acted like a bunch of lunatics.
If you eat right and exercise,
yeah,
then it takes a greater number of virus particles to get you sick.
Sure.
No one has said anything about that.
I understand that, but the way that viral load builds up, it has to do with being indoors in people's houses. Houses are built, especially up here in the Northeast, to not let air out.
Mm.
Because warm air is valuable and cold air is expensive to heat into warm air. And so people live in these little boxes of air. And then when somebody comes in, all that stuff gets trapped. And if they're in there for 10, 15, 20 minutes, then it starts, you know, piling up, and then people start getting sick. So what we have is we have this long lineage of houses and cars that aren't having the kind of airflow that they need to have to keep people well. And whereas on planes, they're, you know, touting right now that, hey, it's safer to be in a plane than it is to be at home with somebody, you know, right next to people.
I wanted to chime in on the vaccine, but first of all, I wanted to salute all of you for fighting the good fight to protect your free speech against big government, fake media, everybody who's trying to hold us back.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a commitment, that's for sure.
But as far as the vaccine goes, I've got several points, so I'm going to try to keep it short. About a year ago, well, first of all, the FDA has not approved any of these vaccines. They've given it the EUA, emergency use authorization.
Okay.
But none of them have been approved.
That's a very important point.
About a year ago, I guess the fourth caller back is going to call me a fake caller. But a year ago, the CEO of Moderna came on the Fox Business Channel. Maria Bartiromo was interviewing him. And he was bragging that they developed the vaccine in 4 days.
Wow.
So I'm sitting here thinking, well, there hasn't been a vaccine produced in less than 5 years, and they did it in 4 days. So basically, they got their vaccine right the very, very first try.
This vaccine has engendered a great deal of speculation surrounding this. And the way that China locked down and then the whole rest of the world decided to lock down too, it's suspicious.
Well, I mean, there are biological research facilities in Wuhan, where this supposedly came from, that have very curious ties to Dr. Anthony Fauci. So, I mean, I hadn't thought of that angle, but yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't be that they got, here's an advanced copy of this virus. Go ahead and, you know, make the vaccine for it, which is what they were officially doing in Wuhan, is making new viruses so they could make new vaccines.
Well, I know that an article I read, I think it was Globe and Mail, and they said that they tested blood from 2017, and it had T cell immunity to COVID-19, which wasn't discovered until 2019,
huh.
And named in 2019. So now I don't know what that means. You can draw whatever conclusions you want to draw from that, ladies and gentlemen. But that's an article that I read, and no one talks about this T cell immunity. Nobody talks about any of this stuff. And
I think it's been very careful branding on this virus, because the most accurate way that you could say this would be to call it SARS-2. But if you call it SARS-2, then people go, oh, then I shouldn't panic.
Well, it is called SARS-2, yeah.
Not in the media, it's not.
Sometimes,
it's called coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's called COVID-19.
Yeah.
How about this passport for COVID?
The COVID passport?
Yeah.
I'm much more interested in talking about the new view that debt doesn't matter at all, which had to come. And ultimately, this is really important, ladies and gentlemen. You've been saddled with debt. When you were born here in America, you were saddled with debt by the United States government, and they said, you're going to pay this. And they haven't paid it off. They haven't come close.
It's not hard to trick people that it doesn't matter when you see the government just constantly spending and spending, and you see the number going up and nothing ever really happens. It seems normal. You're paying the same amount for yogurt in the grocery store, only it's just a smaller container.
Yeah. And that's the reality, is that when they make more money, that, and they don't make more value, that there's more money chasing the same amount of value, the value of your money is going to decrease. And we've been saying that on the air on here on Free Talk Live for 20 years, and no one cares, and no one listens. It's a superpower, ladies and gentlemen. A superpower that you can have for your life is saving money in a world of what they call a inflationary currency world. So you can choose that for yourself anytime you want. That's just an option that you get to have. But there's something has changed, and that thing that's changed is, now the government's saying debt doesn't matter.
Influential left-of-center experts such as Harvard economists Lawrence Summers and Jason Furman, journalist Matt Iglesias, and Biden advisor and former post-everything columnist Jared Bernstein assert that today's low interest rates make government borrowing too good of a bargain to pass up. Yeah, well, one of the things I've watched getting covered is like, oh, well, you economists were wrong, because as our debt has increased, our interest rate has decreased. Explain that.
And it is a curious situation.
It's so, the Fed sets the interest rate. I mean, it's not a miracle
the Fed doesn't set the interest rate any more than the cowboy sets the bull ride. I mean, to some extent they choose, but at some point or another the economy will get out of the hands of the Fed, and no matter what they do. So
the Fed sets the interest rate upon which all other interest rates are based.
Sure. That's correct. But if people just They're look, if when the borrowing increases, the amount of money in the marketplace increases. If the amount of money in the marketplace gets to be so ubiquitous that you're going to have a problem as far as keeping the value of money without to keep it from going hyperinflation.
Have you guys had an experience where you've run into someone? I know you've all seen people wearing masks, but have you seen someone actually wearing a gas mask because they're so worried about the virus before?
I've seen people wearing gas masks, but I presume that they were always ironic.
Okay.
If I were to wear my gas mask, it would be out of irony.
So on Saturday, I was doing my grocery shopping, and I've stopped wearing a mask because I've followed the influence that you guys have given me. And I bumped into a guy who, middle-aged guy, kind of fat, balding, and he was wearing a full-on gas mask.
Okay.
And at first I thought, that's odd. And then I got a big, fat, hairy middle finger right in my face for that.
Wow.
And I was thinking, yeah.
Well, that's someone who's sincere about the gas mask. Now, I would point out that you should never do anything because of our influence. Like, you should take our influence under advisement, think about it, and then make your own decisions.
It clearly he has. The United States government hasn't been out of debt since the Jackson administration. And I realize most people don't know what that means. Jackson, Jackson, Jackson. He's like president number 7.
Yep.
We're on 45 or 46, 46 now.
And for the record, a cruel joke to put the man whose gravestone says, "I killed the bank,"
yes,
on the $20 bill.
It is a cruel joke and a funny one.
Not saying that he necessarily deserves a great amount of respect.
They're ready to take him off and put like Harriet Tubman on the 20 and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, whatever. Who cares?
Do you want me to continue with
please.
The article here? The arguments these commentators make differ in their details. Iglesias proposes a lavish ice cream party with something for everybody, tax cuts for the Republicans, and enough spending to make Biden's presidency, quote, FDR-sized, unquote.
Wow. See, the thing is that if...
Because that worked.
If the Republicans are going to spend, and they have spent every opportunity they've had... Basically, Bush Sr. was probably the most fiscally conservative president we've had in my lifetime. And if they're going to do that, then pay for it.
I would encourage you guys to reach out to like Dave Smith and Tom Woods, Bob Murphy. So like the libertarian community
email
doesn't know about you.
I did send an email to Tom Woods the other day. Now, I don't know whether... You know, my email address is I've got him at woods@mises.org. And he may not even check that anymore for all I know.
I would love that, but it does strike me as kind of a problem just of format. Because, I mean, theirs is all sort of interviews and commentary, and we're a call-in show.
Well, either way, we can make ourselves available to them for whatever it is that they wish to do as far as their formats go. And, you know. Of course, any one of them is welcome to call in anytime at 603-283-6160. And Tom has been up.
Well, you guys.
He's been up here and been on the show, and it's been great. And
Ian's been on his show.
Yeah. Go ahead. Can I help?
Yeah. I mean, you guys occasionally do interviews, so you should do the circuit, Tom Woods, Dave Smith. And then I would also reach out, besides the Libertarian podcast, I'd reach out to, like, Angela McArdle, who is going to be the next Libertarian Party chair, probably.
God willing.
And I would also reach out to the crypto community. So you would go on their shows, and then they go on yours, and try to make it a fundraising thing, man, because a lot of the most Libertarians probably don't even know this is happening.
Yeah, I think a lot of them don't know what's happening. And what I would do is I would appreciate right now if listeners who think this is a good idea, and I think it is a good idea, would go ahead and email you know, two or three of their favorite hosts or top libertarians or whatever, and let them know what's going on.
I noticed that you were talking about government competency and how the government acts and reacts to certain situations. And you're quite right about that, that government is a lot more difficult to deal with than business. The problem that we have, though, is we have to deal with government and with business, And a lot of times, business, it's very important for government to support business in order so that we can be successful as a nation. And I noticed a lot of times the government has people in critical positions, even in the Congress and the Senate. I mean, when you think about who we have there and what kind of competency we have, and these people are causing us a lot of problems. And even in the state government, even here in Charleston, South Carolina, we have three agencies responsible for work intermediation: South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, South Carolina Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, South Carolina Department of Mental Health, IPS section, that means Individual Placement Service. And they have people who would be out begging for a job if they didn't have some kind of a connection, because those people are just not competent for those jobs, and we depend upon them. If you go into the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, I mean, we have a big problem with employment, and that office is empty. Why is that? And that is because the people have no trust in them.
And Robert?
Gets themselves okay. Sorry?
Are you a fan of fascism?
Am I a fan of fascism? No.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.